Hi, my name is Erica, and this is a story about an interfaith wedding. All of my stories are interfaith because I was raised as a mutt. My mother was Jewish, and my father was, I don't think he remembers, I think he was a Presbyterian. In any case, I was raised in a culture where all family members were pretty much guaranteed to not have their needs or expectations met for any holiday. So we had all gotten used to disappointment, you know, and I had been raised with very strange customs like the Hanukkah chicken, for example. I'm marrying a Catholic, and his grandmothers are extremely Catholic, and they're very upset that we're getting married in a Unitarian Universalist church. And so, you know, it was this big deal before the wedding. Can't you change the location? And Kevin said, you know, we're going to incorporate all these different cultures into the wedding. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. We go to the venue the day before the wedding for the rehearsal, and the sanctuary of the church is also an art gallery. And that month's show of paintings featured paintings of demons. I kid you not. And yeah, not just demons, but demons as imagined by a painter on acid. So we look around the gallery, we're like, oh no. Church tells us that we have to pay $100 an hour for an art handler to take the paintings down. There's a long discussion about whether or not we can afford. I mean, this is a wedding. It's expensive, and we're feeling extremely broke, and we decide we're just going to do it. We're going to do it. And so I walk down the aisle in the House of Demons, and, you know, there are Kevin's grandmothers sitting in the front row, like, we get through the ceremony, and, yeah, so after the wedding, we're in the receiving line, and his grandmother whispers in my ear, you aren't really married, and Kevin says, whispers in his grandmother's ear, but we are. So if anybody ever wants to see my wedding pictures, they're fabulous. The background is just something out of this world.